This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
The bassinet.
Is that bad parenting?
No.
I think it might
It's whatever gets you guys all a bunch of sleep. That's good parenting.
Yeah, that's how my kid didn't start in the bed, but my kid by about 1.5 ended up in the bed because the missus said, I don't care what you say to me, because I was like, I don't want the kid in the bed. I can't sleep. She's getting in bed with me. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. She's like, someone around here needs to sleep, and that's all of us.
So I'm going to call the counselor right now. We've got an appointment tomorrow.
Well, it's a longstanding tradition in Bryn's family that the whole family sleeps together. So.
Yeah, you're headed on that.
When Derek comes over, his older son, you know, he just jumps in bed with
four
of them.
Is that right?
No.
Of course it is. They all cuddle together, and they talk, you know, have family time together.
Dong doesn't get to, he's not allowed. He has to sleep at the foot of the bed.
He sleeps at the foot of the bed.
He's in the dirt outside.
Like one moment, a short little period of my life. You guys want to hold that? You know, you kissed Tucker, all right?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't kiss him.
And wait till we get a hold of your brother.
I'm thinking maybe he can't come in that Thursday.
Get out of here. Don't you withhold him from us.
I might have to.
I'll deny him at security.
I'll be like, nah, that guy's a stalker.
Okay.
People are messaging and wondering, is Swanshi going to come into the radio station?
You know, I asked her about it yesterday. She said, yeah, you know, I'll see if I can get up that day.
Oh my God.
That's not an answer at all.
That is an answer. That's a we'll see or a maybe.
That's really not my
definition of raging at all.
Bryn on the red carpet, everyone.
Yeah.
Don't turn me off.
I didn't turn you off.
I know. Sometimes you try to shut me off so that.
Well, so you can't talk over yourself?
Right. I'm just trying to sync it up and do it live for you guys.
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
Yeah, well, she sleeps great, and she's gonna try to come in this Friday.
Of course, she sleeps great. She's in bed with mom and dad.
That means no, right?
Well, no,
I think that sounds like a no.
I can make it happen. It's gonna happen.
Sounds like she's
You don't ask Anita for much. Gave her a baby, you know. I took her to Hawaii.
Italy.
Yep. Tell her.
Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas.
All the places.
All you gotta do is marry her now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how's that coming? Do you have an update on that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we're planning this thing called a red egg and ginger party.
Red egg and ginger party?
The person who calls in to tell you how to say diamond in Chinese can tell you what a red egg and ginger party is. It's very typical for Chinese families to do that.
So the celebration of the baby's 1 month birthday.
But the baby's 3 months old.
No, it's 3 months. It can't be 3 months or I don't know.
I don't know. I'm looking at the official definition.
I don't know what it is, and it's not my choice. We're going to plan this party and have a little banquet ceremony.
Red egg and ginger.
Yes.
What's that got to do with the wedding?
That's going to come before the wedding celebration banquet thing.
The red egg party has to happen first.
Because diamond came first, so that, you know, kind of just messed up our flow of marriage, then baby, you know, order, stuff
Bryn,
like that.
Well, yes. Listen to me. We better be invited to this red egg thing. I'm not kidding.
That's why I'm talking about it right now.
Are we invited?
Yes, sure.
Okay. When is it?
And you don't have to go either. Don't feel like you're obligated to go to these
things.
Oh,
I'll be there.
Either.
Yeah, when is it?
March 31st.
Put that in your calendar.
Right. Is it a weekend day?
It's Saturday.
All right. Is it at your house?
No, it's going to be in Millbrae, though.
At the studio?
Studio. No, not at the studio. It's going to be at a restaurant.
We're going to have Kuksul Wong.
Yeah, everything's at the
some
karate
good
studio.
Food. Yeah.
Hey.
You know the people, or are you just renting it out?
We're going to rent it out. The parents are very adamant about making it, you know,
official.
It's a big thing for Chinese tradition.
Red egg and ginger.
Yeah.
Will that also be your wedding ceremony?
No. Oh. I would like to combine that just to, you know.
Get it done.
Knock it out. But it's fine. You know, we'll make that special.
Well, I thought that's why you were bringing it up, because it was the two things happen at once. But.
No, it's just because that comes before this, and there's just so many things to plan. It's hard to,
What does one bring or where to
I don't know. You should like it.
All right, so listen, I've got some info on the Red Egg and Ginger Party.
Yes,
I'm at redegginggingerparty.com. Okay? So this custom goes back to ancient times when infant mortality rates were very high.
Oh, so just making it to a
so
month.
So if you made it to a month, survival seemed assured back in the day.
Oh.
You cross that 30 days, and so then they'd celebrate, this kid's going to live.
He's going to live!
So do you want us to get you something celebrating the fact that your baby survived?
I don't know.
Like what? What would you get to celebrate a baby surviving?
Don't we just give the baby money? Isn't
that's
the
typically
typical thing?
What a lot of Asians do.
Oh.
It's just going to be food.
That's easy. I like the gift of money.
Then we don't have to think about it.
Nah, just give
you
some cash.
You know,
how much cash?
Working on the invitations right now.
Is it like a dollar or is it like $100?
It's as much as you can give.
Yeah, it's as much as you can
give. I got to win some games this morning on the show. Can you give me some games?
Yeah, I'll give you a game.
All right, let's put some money on some stuff.
Let's start with a game.
All right now? Sure.
I'm going to hit the Lego first.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Benny, Alice, Morning Show. Hold on, I got it for you. I'll give you a dollar if you win.
Yeah, a dollar!
A dollar for the Red Egg and Ginger Party.
Diamond needs a dollar, everyone. Let's go.
Big money, big money, big money.
It's time to play a game. We're going to play Yes or BS. Are these celebrities over 40? Yes or BS?
Oh, I'll get
BS.
This. Okay, I got this. How many do I have to get?
All five of them.
All five?
You can get one wrong. You can get one wrong. Kanye West.
Over 40, yes.
That is correct. Got a
ding, ding.
Elijah Wood from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's hard.
Is he over 40? 40 or over? Elijah Wood from Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to have to go no, Bob.
That's correct, Vinny.
Just under, though, right?
It's 37.
Yep.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, he's over 40, yes.
I'm sorry, he's 39. He'll turn 40 in August.
Okay, so I'm still alive.
You're still alive. Late, late show host James Corden, the English guy that yells at you the whole time.
He's got to be over 40.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Wait a minute.
He is 39 years old. He'll also be 40.
Does Vinny owe each of us $100 now?
No. What?
Yeah, he's got to pay our egg and ginger.
That is huge.
Yeah.
He's hosting a late night show before 40?
39 years old.
Man.
I'll give you the last one, see if you get it. Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks. Is he over 40?
Louder
no.
music. Drown him out.
What'd you say?
No.
Did you say? No, I'm sorry. He is 40. He turned 40 this past November. His dad, Tom Hanks, is 61.
Well, 2 out of 5, everyone.
Sure that wasn't 3 out of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 wrong.
Although, was the question, are they 40, or was the question
40 or
40
over?
Or
are they over?
Okay.
Are they over 40?
I was trying many.
Yeah, I had the same argument as she said, are they over 40, and then he's 40. If he's 40, then he's not. Whatever.
Well, you got that right then. You got
sorry,
that.
Diamond. I'll work on another dollar later.
What's your Chinese name?
Zhuang.
Yeah, I forgot it.
Hey, do you want to know why it's red eggs and ginger?
Yes, pickles. Yeah.
It's pickle ginger. The red eggs symbolize luck and unity, and the ginger brings the body back into balance after childbirth.
Oh. That wasn't a nutrition fact?
Yeah, I'm looking
is
at
a nutrition fact?
I'm looking at the gifts that you're supposed to bring.
Okay,
and everyone is saying you got to bring money in a red envelope.
Yeah, the red envelope.
Oh,
that's famous,
I love red
right?
envelopes. I love that.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at Chinese New Year they always hand out red envelopes that have like a dollar in them or something.
I'm gonna post this link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Please do. That's great. People will have no idea what we're talking about because it happened at 5:45. It's only a special select few that listen to us at this hour of the morning.
Susan,
hello,
we know
welcome.
You're listening. Be sure to get Bryn a gift.
Susan, our boss?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, who was he?
She came
about?
By yesterday and she was referencing a bunch of stuff from the 5:30 break yesterday.
Oh. Oh. So she's one of our special select few that listen this early.
Yes, very special. The most special.
Well, yeah.
The most.
This is, I swear to God, this is when all the real stuff happens.
It is true.
The first 20 minutes of the show. I'm like, thanks for being here. Here's the fake stuff. So should I just skip the song? I mean, it's.
Yeah,
unless you need time to prep.
No, I'm all right.
Let's just go.
Right. The hell with it. I'm just going to wing it.
Okay. That would be different from what?
No, it's like the same as all the days.
Uh-oh.
No, but normally I would look and just go, yes, that looks acceptable. Hit some Metallica for me.
Oh, don't you have to say this part of the show is brought to you by...
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. Thank goodness you're here.
Oh, our USTN.
Nice. Yep.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Lucky.
Lucky.
We do a podcast called The Secret Show. It's an addition to this show. You can find it on the radio.com app. Or at RadioAlice.com, or wherever you get your podcast from. And next week, we're taking it on the road. We're going to do a live Valentine's Day secret show. Stay tuned. We have lots of chances for you to win your way in, but that's the only way in. We're doing it at the Fairmont in San Jose. Let's do the bone-in one. Here we go. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, wild fresh cooked Dungeness crab is just $4.99 a pound. And max packs of Angus beef rib steak, bone-in, are $5.88 a pound, only at your local Lucky Stores. I'm always hungry. Hit some. Here we go. Crank it up. Here's everything you need to know about the 6th annual Metallica Night at AT&T Park. Woo! Oh.
So is it
Stone Cold Crazy, you know?
I love that so much.
Just let this roll and this just be our 6 o'clock song right here.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. It's really short anyway, isn't it? Like 2 minutes long?
Yeah, it's 2:15.
Can you believe that's a Queen song?
Well, the first time I heard it I went, oh, I think I've heard this before. But I actually love their version of it.
Queen not version. As much as that.
Huh? No, I love Metallica's version of it. Yeah.
Crazy.
Stone Cold Crazy, you know. Hi. Metallica and the San Francisco Giants are teaming up for a 6th Metallica night. It's April 23rd. Members of the band are going to play the national anthem and throw the first pitch of the game. At AT&T Park. The team's game is against the Padres. They actually, let's see, they shared on their website. On April 23rd, 2018, we'll take a quick break from the European tour to head back to the Bay Area and celebrate one of our favorite hometown traditions, Metallica Night at AT&T Park with the Giants.
Oh.
Crazy! It's a
Isn't
special...
that wonderful?
It is, actually. It's one of the few Metallica songs I'm like, I love that one.
Yeah.
Wait, you will...
what?
That's one of the few ones I
one
like.
One of the few?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, my God!
They're not really for me. I know you love them. It's a special event ticket package. It includes a ticket to the game and a limited edition Metallica/Giants, a baseball cap. There's also VIP tickets, and they include an exclusive pregame event to celebrate a reissue of the $5.98 EP Garage Days Revisited. Revisited. And there's a whole, looks like there's a fan club thing that started yesterday, and tickets start Saturday at 11 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry. 8 a.m. You can get them at the San Francisco Giants website. So
it's
Metallica
neat.
Night. And while we're kind of in the sports world, we got a little audio of Rob Gronkowski calling 911 after he got home from the Super Bowl and went, oh, man, someone robbed my house. That's it.
Wait, does the guy say, hey, Rob, sorry about the loss?
That's all TMZ has. Gave us, unfortunately, there's a full call somewhere. So I think do you call 911 if your house is robbed? I feel like that's valid.
Well, I'm glad he said that it's not an emergency. I don't know who offers the 311 call other than just calling your local police station.
Yeah.
But yeah, your first thought is 911.
Right, oh my God.
Well, I think that you might call 911 if you're afraid they're still in the house.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh my God, yes. Now that is truly an emergency.
Yeah.
But for, I guess if you have your local...
If you're Rob Gronkowski, you're like, what's anybody going to do to me?
Right.
Well, if they have a gun.
Yeah, that's true. And they might have his gun, too, because TMZ is saying that some guns got stolen.
Right.
Although the cops aren't saying, they're not confirming anything. We had heard from TMZ yesterday that they actually physically removed more than one safe from his house and that some guns were gone, too. So
I love that he's such a meathead, though.
It's not an emergency. This is Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski, you know me.
I was on my Super Bowl trip.
I'm huge here.
So it sounds like he did have some kind of an alarm system because they know the exact time that someone entered the house.
Oh, well then for sure.
I guess it's not monitored though.
Or it's, well, you know what? They do have those too.
What?
The non-monitored, a sound goes off in the house, but if your neighbors aren't close enough to hear it, what is the point?
Even if your neighbors are close enough to hear it, usually neighbors just go, God.
That is annoying.
Turn that off.
Gronkowski's making noise again.
They're saying he was hit by burglars at 8:50 p.m. on Sunday, Eastern time, so during the Super Bowl. And if that time is accurate, it's within minutes of when he caught a touchdown pass at the beginning of the third quarter.
He had a good second half.
It wasn't good enough, but it was good.
Well, he can't do it by himself. He can't throw the ball and catch the ball.
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball. So he noticed the break-in when he got home on Monday and then called the cops. Anyway, that was Rob Gronkowski's had an S week.
Terrible.
I lost the Super Bowl. I lost all my other crap at my house.
I mean, I know that we all are reminded regularly that stuff is stuff and...
Yep.
It's not your family and it's not your health, but still you do work to collect the things that you like and have them around you.
Yep.
And you don't want them leaving with some dude.
Nope. And especially if they're in a safe. I mean, I would assume that he probably keeps cash at his house, you know, emergencies or pizza, you know. You don't want to be handing anybody your credit card.
And I think only a few people shop like Michael Jackson, which is I'll have four of those. Let me get a couple of these. I don't know what that is. I'll take two of them, though. Remember that thing where he's just like pointing at stuff?
Is that Martin Bashir?
Yeah. And, I mean,
that was
most
the craziest.
People actually pore over and research and think very hard and decide
he can just have whatever he wants.
Budget
and, right.
Okay, I'm bringing this one home. Whatever it is.
Right. It's actually kind of I like the process of deciding on something.
Picking what you want.
Picking it out and deciding if you can have it or not. I've thought so much about, you know, being blitheringly rich. I think that would be just amazing. Like if you're Madonna level, just can't run out of money. Like, I actually think that takes some of the interest out of life. If you can have everything, like...
You become bored.
What's left to want?
Well, but
what's left to, if you can have everything, then you're just like,
I think if you
I'm
can
so
have everything, you still find yourself realizing at some point that you want to pick the things you have around you carefully because it just becomes piles of junk like Michael Jackson had.
He had warehouses
of junk that he never even brought home.
Right.
What is the point?
He would just stick them. I guess maybe sometimes he toured his warehouses. Like that might be fun. To just be like, oh, I'm going to go to the warehouse from 9 years ago. See what I got.
I mean, I would
ago.
Bet that the kids, maybe they haven't even gotten to it yet, but they'd have to hire someone to sell all this crap our dad had just bought.
He just pointed at it and it showed. He never even saw it again. It just went into one of his warehouses. Jim Carrey is in the news today.
Is he losing his mind again?
Well, no.
Do you have a cold?
No. Not at all.
He's making a break from Facebook. He says it's because of the Russian thing and the interference in the election and the news stuff. And, he tweeted, I'm dumping my Facebook stock. Speaking of stock.
What?
Did you see the Snapchat news?
I did.
What is it?
Snaps up 20%. But it hasn't even, has the market even opened yet?
Yeah.
It was after.
Yeah, it's 9:30.
It's up 1 cent, everyone. Yeah, it's $14.06.
That's it? It's up 1 cent? Maybe it went up 20% yesterday.
Yeah, I think that.
Now it's $14.06.
Yeah, that's not. It's not that great.
Heading up.
Well, it's good.
Had
to
a positive
see something
report.
Positive written about it. Yes.
Yeah, Vin. I saw that this morning. I'm like, oh my God, this is epic. Back to Facebook. Jim Carrey tweeted, I'm dumping my Facebook stock and deleting my page because Facebook profited from Russian interference in our elections and they're still not doing enough to stop it. I encourage all other investors who care about our future to do the same. Hashtag unfriend Facebook. Unfriend Facebook.
Everyone's pictures are there, bro.
Yeah,
it's not
I know.
An easy thing to do.
And also, you know, try to not take everything you see on Facebook at face value. I think that was the lesson that we could all learn from the whole Facebook thing. Is I'm like, well, okay, I just won't believe anything I see
on. Try to have a little balance in your life, maybe, and don't live on Facebook.
Mm.
That might work.
He issued a statement saying, we must encourage more oversight by the owners of these social media platforms. This easy access has to be more responsibly handled. What the world needs now is capitalism with a conscience. All right, Jim.
He's going to run for something.
Who knows? Probably not. The dude's just way too
crazy.
He's too kooky.
Can you imagine him on like the Senate floor starting busting out jokes while they're, you know, trying to propose something? I think that would be funny.
Sounds like a great plot for a movie. Senator Bonkers. Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're saying here, when you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger, three genres come to mind: action, comedy, and action comedy. But he's going to do a Western series for Amazon. So you know how everyone's doing their original content. He's just got hired to be on a... I mean, I guess, does this... We call this a TV show? Or this is a stream service show?
I don't know,
I guess it's
but
technically TV. That's where you'd watch it.
It'll border on ridiculous as he'll have that same accent right there in the West.
Well, he's going to be a federal marshal who immigrated from Europe as a kid.
Oh, well, that's how you fix that problem. Thank you, because the one where he was... what was the last one he did where he was on the border?
The Last
Mexico?
Stand.
Yeah, that was good.
You know what? We talked about this morning. I'm like, this is not his first Western. Like, he did that one where he was like a sheriff who was standing at the... Right.
And it was pretty good.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it, and it was pretty good. Except, there he is with his big, dumb accent. And you're like, wow, he can't actually act.
He was also in a Western in 1979 called The Villain with Kirk Douglas and Anne Margaret. It was a comedy... And they're calling it basically live action Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
Can you imagine the number of English and Australian actors that regularly dive in and out of their accent right there in front of Arnold, and he's like, What?
That's a real talent that you have there. I cannot do that.
Not even try.
Even when I was the governor of California. I would actually love to hear him attempt an American accent.
I don't even. That's what I was just doing. His attempt. Oh, you can't. There's no.
How do you all?
Nothing.
So it's called Outrider, and this is going to be his first. They're calling it a TV series here. So I guess is that what we're calling all these streaming service things? I mean,
sure.
It's a screen series, a small screen series. Yeah. This will be his first TV series, unless you count his season hosting Celebrity Apprentice.
But that went away fast.
Yeah.
Is that coming back? Not with him, but with someone else?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. So anyway, you can look forward to original programming from Amazon that will include Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you can't get enough of Arnold. And if you're a fan of Once Upon a Time, ABC is canceling it. It's been on for 7 seasons.
Anyone watch it?
It's like a fairy tale show, isn't it? It's based on
Queen's fairy Netflix?
No, no, it's an ABC show.
Oh.
I know. It premiered in October of 2011, 12.8 million viewers, and I guess they overhauled the cast this season, and they're down to like 3.8 million viewers. And they knew this might be the last season, so the writers, the creators, are prepared with an ending that wraps everything up. But that's it. It's not getting an 8th season. It's currently in its 7th. Surprise, everyone. People still watch football. The top three spots in the ratings, they chalk up to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl itself was number one with 103 million viewers. The postgame show held on to 73.5 million viewers.
And that, and the, by that, you don't mean This Is Us. You mean
after the game.
We mean the moment when Kevin Hart tried to get on the stage.
Yeah, the presentation of the trophy and whatever, you know, wrap-up commentary was happening.
That guy can't stop embarrassing himself, can he?
That's what Yuzette and I were at lunch yesterday together, and we were talking about that. We're like, he's on a reign of, like, bad decisions. Between cheating on his wife, now this.
No, he didn't just cheat on his wife. He cheated on his wife in a club in front of everybody.
Right.
I mean, why don't you just do it in broad daylight out on the street, dude? Jesus.
Okay. This Is Us was third place with 27 million viewers. They held
pretty
on
good
to.
For them.
It's huge. Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon.
I still got to see that.
I haven't seen it either. Jason Alexander is going to do something on Young Sheldon, I was reading this morning. Hooman, was it you who was showing me the...
The other day.
What was it?
The Jason... It might have been Rudy.
No, it was Hooman. The commercial?
Show. Jason Alexander commercial for Burger King. Can you put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yeah.
Vinny, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but Jason Alexander in the days before Seinfeld, he was, I guess he's like a Broadway guy. Mm-hmm. And he did a Burger King commercial.
No, McDonald's.
A McDonald's commercial. Oh, I know what it was for. Remember when they had the McDLT where they put the lettuce and tomato on one side of the package and the hot burger on the other side? And then when you would open it up, you would put the cold with the hot?
I don't.
He's wearing a Don... Here, I'll bring
it. He looks so Don Johnson from Miami Vice. Oh, you got the whole thing?
Look at his jacket.
So Broadway.
Describe what's happening.
Well, he's singing and dancing, and but it's so Broadway. It looks like he could be a jet all the way.
They're like in the streets, right?
They're in the streets, and he's got people gathered around him, and they're showing the tomatoes and lettuce going on the hot burger. Everyone seems to be enjoying the food.
But he's so young. He must be 20-something years
old. But he's already got a little bald spot in the back there.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought he's got a full head of hair from the front.
No, when you see him from the back, see it? He's just so committed. He's so in.
I actually hate that commercial.
Oh,
why?
I love it. It's so...
It's way too much over a hamburger.
But in the 80s, that was what you did.
But I love that he has the Miami Vice outfit on.
I do
know?
Too.
It's like the white sport coat. But he's just walking around out on the street.
It's so funny to think what these stars did before.
Before
like,
they
I didn't know him,
George
Jason
on Seinfeld.
Alexander,
right.
Before George on Seinfeld.
No, absolutely
Wouldn't
not.
You want to show him that and be like, so you really love hamburgers?
Yeah.
Like,
you convinced
a lot.
Me.
They're the best, right?
They're the best hamburger ever.
He's like, yeah, I paid my bills. You bet I did.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Is your story that he's going to update the commercial?
Oh, no. My story was just that he's supposed to make an appearance on Young Sheldon. And I wasn't even planning to do that here. But wondering about. All right, Vinny, what's going on in the news?
I got a lottery winner making the news. It's just plain insulting, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by 23andMe. If you enjoyed that Ed Sheeran song, maybe you'd like to see him do it live. They have just announced that Ed Sheeran is going to be performing at AT&T Park on Tuesday, August 21st. And yes, and the tickets go on sale a week from Friday.
Nice.
Friday, February 16th at 10 a.m. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. So this is part of the final leg of his North American stadium tour. It's August 21st, AT&T Park. And the tickets go on sale next Friday. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with baseball real quick. As you brought up Metallica night, during the celebrity trash, I wanted to mention that Barry Bonds will get his number 25 retired. He's the 12th giant to be honored. As you know, Barry Bonds is a very controversial figure, not only in the Bay Area, but for sure in baseball, as many feel like his legacy was tainted by his steroid use. So he's got his huge fans, and there were people cheering him as he broke the home run record. And there were also people screaming, he's a cheat. How can you be
there?
Put
an asterisk next to his
name. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But he is someone, and many ball players, this happens to them, like, I guess it happens to everybody as you age. Things that didn't matter in your youth start to become important. And his legacy probably is very important, as his dad played for the Giants, and his godfather famously was probably the best ball player, not only for the Giants, but maybe of all time, Willie Mays. So the game is on August 11th. If you're into this, they will retire number 25, Barry Bonds' number. Oh. And again, he's the 12th to be honored, so it's not like they do that.
The other
thing that's right around the corner, too, huh?
The other thing that's controversial about that, I was listening to our sister station, 95.7 The Game, and Damon Bruce was saying...
Shame.
Love it. Good job, buddy.
And he was saying... one of the rules the Giants had was they're not going to retire a number until the person gets into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And he's not in.
And he's not in, yeah.
That's a big deal.
So they're breaking their own rule.
Why do we bother making rules?
I know.
Well, the thing about baseball is for a very long time, they were the numbers thing was super important, like really important. The numbers, you know, and that's whether that was Cal Ripken's games played, consecutive games played, and it was consecutive hits. Mm-hmm. I forget that number, but those numbers were always super important to baseball fans. The steroid era destroyed all that. And so now I feel like you look at it and you go, look, it's a game. It's all made up.
Yep.
Calm the hell
down.
Might
as well be wrestling.
Let the guy in. Who cares? There's a whole group of them that did that stuff. It doesn't even matter anymore. And others are like, well, his record doesn't count. It's Hank Aaron's record. We're never going to take his number.
And yet there he is with more. And right. So it's the whole thing is fouled.
Right.
Foul ball.
Next story. So that's on August 11th, everyone. If you're a big Barry Bonds fan, you'll want to be there for that. SpaceX chief Elon Musk said Tuesday's launch of the big new rocket was kind of silly, but also fun. And important, as the Falcon Heavy, powered by 27 engines and 3 boosters, lifted Musk's Tesla Roadster into orbit. Seated in the car is a mannequin named Starman. The main reason I do this, millions watched the Florida launch on TV and YouTube's second biggest live stream ever.
Oh, how funny.
Don't ask what the first was, because
I
don't
know.
News. Oh, you know the first one?
No.
Oh.
I just saw the launch on the news. I didn't watch it live.
They say 2 boosters, as you mentioned, successfully landed. The 3rd booster missed a floating landing platform and slammed into the Atlantic.
Oh, that's too bad. Show Vinny the video of the boosters landing. It's amazing. You can't even... It looks like they're running the thing in reverse. They're like, they come down so perfectly.
That's great.
But yeah, one of them is lost, huh? 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well... Weird. They had a floating platform out in the Atlantic to pick the thing up.
I wonder if that was just, you know, let's test and see if these platforms will help. Or that does seem
it
like
is
strange...
trash now, though. So that's just trash.
I guess it
they're
just
in the ocean.
Sinks to the bottom of the or they must go recover it, right?
Do they?
They
yeah,
must.
Do they? You would think Elon would.
Yeah. Elon cares.
Maybe
does
there's
he?
Some kind
about
of,
Mars.
Maybe some kind of locator that's going to tell them exactly right. where they can dive and.
And
that's
what?
Too bad.
And look at it and go, yeah, that's
study
trash,
it.
All right.
Study it. Why did it not hit the target?
I don't. It'll be interesting. Maybe I'll see that in the news and report it if it ever comes
yeah,
around. I have a feeling it's going to go away.
Right.
We'll never hear about that rocket booster right. again.
This story makes me ill.
Okay.
So any one of us humans on planet Earth would love to be lucky enough to win $560 million.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be the best?
And this headline reads, $560 million lottery winner says she made a huge mistake.
What?
She wants to be anonymous and doesn't want to have her name reported out there as a lottery winner. Now, I understand.
Sure.
It does seem like a lame rule that here you are a mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've just
the
won.
The world knows you have this money and everybody's got their hand
and
out.
And whatever for, I don't know what the purpose of turning brand new millionaires into marks is. Is it because that's state money?
I don't know.
But this New Hampshire woman who just who bought a Powerball ticket worth $560 million last month is fighting to remain anonymous. She's brought a lawsuit saying releasing her name would constitute a significant invasion of her privacy. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Every single person who wins. Absolutely. She said she made a huge mistake when she signed her real name on the back of the ticket before contacting a lawyer who told her she could have remained anonymous had she established a trust and then had a trustee sign the ticket, which
still doesn't seem
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it, but okay.
So you're going to establish a trust for a ticket that you hadn't signed the back of yet. Who would even know
and now
to do
some other person has signed it. And
now they get the
right.
ticket.
This seems person is saying the woman is an engaged community member and wishes to continue this work and have the freedom to walk into a grocery store or attend public events without being known or targeted as the winner of $500 million. Dude,
well,
you just
she
hit
needs
the,
to move.
You hit the lottery.
You need to move to Hawaii.
It's the lightning strike we all wish would happen to us. Come on.
Yeah. Those are problems I want to have. I can't go anywhere anymore. I guess I won't. I'll build a 40-foot wall around my compound.
She hasn't claimed the prize because she wants to. She does not want her name out there and hopes to win this lawsuit.
Wow. How long do you have to claim lottery winnings? A year, 6 months?
I think it's a year.
So she needs to get this settled.
And the New Hampshire lottery is standing firm that you are now a public person.
Yeah, I don't.
When I first heard this, I thought maybe they have a record. They're wanted. Someone's looking for them. Like,
right.
Right.
Another life.
Yeah.
Right.
Fled from her past. Well, we'll find out, because she's not going to get a penny of it until she steps forward. Could you believe? Is there a world where someone would turn down $560 million
to stay anonymous? No. Eventually, they win.
Even
and
if
she wins,
you know what? Even if you take it and give every penny immediately away, it's better than letting it go
absolutely
and not collecting it at all.
Please
give it to the animals, for crying out loud.
Right,
save the children.
But if you didn't care about money, you wouldn't have bought the tickets
right
in the first place. If you were a godly person, do godly people buy the lottery? Human?
You know, preachers preach about this all the time because it says in the Bible don't gamble, but everyone in Wall Street's gambling. I mean, it's just a more sophisticated casino. We all saw The Big Short. It's just one giant. Everything is one giant casino. Mm. So, I mean, I guess there's white collar gambling and blue collar gambling, and lottery falls under blue collar because it's so simple and everyone can understand it if it's sophisticated.
Doesn't even feel like gambling.
I know it doesn't feel like gambling, but isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm going to
lose. No, it feels like it for a minute. You know darn well every time we buy tickets, there's a moment where we're all like, oh, my God, I know what I would do.
So oh, I have it all planned
do.
Out.
Yeah, so it is gambling. You definitely have that momentary buzz
if this
happens, I'm
then.
A winner.
But the whole time, I know I'm not going to win.
Every preacher has the exact same joke about the lottery.
What is
like,
it?
Oh, this would be good.
They all say the same thing,
preacher
which
jokes.
Is,
here we go, guys.
You know, we can't endorse you buying lottery tickets. We don't think you should buy lottery tickets. But if you win, don't forget to tithe.
10%, everybody.
Yeah.
They all say that. Every single preacher.
What was that last word you said? Don't forget to what?
Tithe.
I learned that word from Jason.
Time to do our tithes and offerings to the Lord.
T-I-T-H-E.
From Jason?
Jason, our what was his
the
last
Mormon,
name?
The Mormon. Who was super mean and unpleasant.
They tithe 10%. He was, I liked him.
Yeah.
You're the only
he's a
one.
Nice boy.
You're the only one.
Yeah. I was the only
you
one,
too,
huh?
Yeah.
Tithe, 1/10 of annual produce or earnings, formerly taken as a tax for the support of the church and clergy.
And now you just tithe it. They can't tax it. They tithe it.
Oh, all right. We were tagged I don't know if you saw it, but on Instagram we were tagged with this post, and it says, things women have asked for: equal pay, no sexual harassment, free birth control, tax-free and non-toxic tampons, Orange Joffrey's impeachment, stop being told to smile.
Orange Joffrey? Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard that before?
No,
oh, that's everywhere.
That. I don't know what that is.
Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Orange is what they call Donald Trump.
Orange Joffrey.
So he's Orange Joffrey.
Oh, I hated that kid so much.
Oh, my God. This is good. Go on.
We're not to the punchline yet.
Orange Joffrey's impeachment. These are all things chicks want.
Things women have asked for. All equal pay, no sexual harassment, free birth control, tax-free and non-toxic tampons, Orange Joffrey's impeachment. To stop being told to smile, men to stop mansplaining, and respect.
Okay.
Things women didn't ask for: lady-friendly Doritos.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing. That was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a way to bring out the follow-up to the female Doritos story, which is, turns out Lady Doritos was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
No one liked it.
No.
Everyone felt like, wow, way to not get it.
Well, you look at the woman who came up with the idea.
Yeah, you know what? I saw her and went, what? Why did you? Your response to her was, oh, she's so sophisticated.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she, I don't
because she had a scarf on?
No, her hair.
Yeah, scarf
her
really
makeup.
Does do it. It's
like,
true.
You
look so much better with a scarf on.
I read about her. She's always, you know, she's for a very long time has been considered one of the 100 most powerful women in the entire world. And
she, look, she's a lady who wants a small pack of Doritos that aren't going to crunch in her pocketbook.
Yeah, so she wants a sophisticated chip that doesn't have a loud crunch.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out she doesn't really have her finger on the pulse.
Weird.
Of women, yeah. As she's out there speaking for them on what they want.
Yeah.
They want all those things I told you. They don't want the...
I couldn't care less about lady-friendly Doritos.
Crunchless Doritos.
They could put a little less dust on those things. That'd be fine. But all the... You know what, though? It's half the fun, licking the cheese off your fingers.
Well, if you don't want the dust on it, eat a regular tortilla chip. There's no dust on those.
Mm, there's still like grease. I mean, if you're going to eat chips, you're going to, you know, you're going to have to wash your hands. That's just what it comes down to. Or just wipe it on your jeans.
Yeah, that's what jeans are for. Durr. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Just started reading Red Rising based off your recommendation. Talk about living on Mars.
Yeah.
Great book so far.
It's after the, you got to get through the first about 50 pages.
You've peaked for the week.
How?
Human, how do you say diamond in Chinese? Bryn. I don't know, man. I'm not Chinese.
Bryn used to speak Shang? Korean, by the way, everyone.
Korean?
Yeah. He used to be, he got really
bit,
good at it.
I was pretty decent at Korean. Korean martial arts growing up and then, you know, being around Derek's
So Korean
mom's
and
mom.
Vietnamese? Did you speak Korean as well as Vietnamese? Because you don't speak Vietnamese very well.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't do the Vietnamese accent as well as that other chick.
I speak Vietnamese.
Angela Johnson.
Let's hear a little Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Say right.
something. So you just don't.
How do you say diamond in Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Hop Swan.
Hop Swan.
He could say anything.
309 says,
okay.
Good morning, everyone. Sarah, I hate to say it, but I finally tried your Indian palace at the Travel Lodge, and unfortunately, as my boyfriend said, it was ordinary. I even tried the shrimp curry. The Indian place on Sunnyside in Mill Valley is much better.
I actually disagree. I don't love the place on Sunnyside.
Oh, you've tried both.
Oh, kidding me? Indian food?
Did you go for Indian food yesterday?
I did not.
What?
I did not. No.
I did not.
I went home, had a bowl of cereal, and John was making slow cook kitchen cacciatore. So I didn't get to go.
That's too bad.
I know. Maybe I'll go today.
What's coming up in the trash?
It's like a music thing, but I also want to talk about, it's like a music, I don't know. But Big Brother debuts tonight. So
all right.
Talk a little bit about that. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.